Good morning there, brothers and sisters. Hey, Mark here, and time again for Coffee Break with Christ. All right, get your joy back. In Proverbs 10, verse 28, it states, "The prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing." You know, there are two types of people in the world. Those who light up the room when they enter, and those who light it up when they leave. So, have you allowed your light to diminish and your joy to fade? You know, Peter and John were lights in a dark world, having walked closely with the Messiah. I truly believe that Jesus emanated joy and peace wherever he went. The Bible tells us that's what Jesus offers in Matthew 25:23 and John 14:27. And you can't offer something you don't have. The same is true for us. People are watching closely to see what we are all about. If we're grumpy all the time, then we blend in with all the other grumps. If you have a genuine joy radiating from your spirit, that is very special, especially in these dark days. We can be defensive of our anxiety and anger by blaming any number of circumstances, including genetics and the way other people treat us. How are we supposed to have joy when life seems to play cruel jokes on us? This is likely how the crippled beggar felt in Acts 3. Struggling with how his body was formed since birth, he may have heard the story of Jesus healing miracles, but Jesus was long gone. Oh, but his disciples were still there. John and Peter strolled up to the lame man. What expression must the cripple have seen on their faces? They had to have an aura of hope around them because of what happened next. An expectant faith. When Peter stood over the man who began to beg for alms, he said, "Look at us." These three words were incredibly profound for two reasons. First, we tend to put our attention only on our problems, which completely saps us of our joy. Peter was trying to get this man to focus on them because they had the answer to his problems. Second, this shows Peter fulfilling Jesus' commandment to share the gospel to the whole world, as it states in Mark 16:15. We are the ones people engage with. It is through us they encounter Jesus. The reason more people today don't believe in miracles is because there are not enough messengers that walk in the miraculous. Peter and John were unique messengers indeed, and the lame man sensed the difference. He looked up, expecting to receive something from them. He may have just wanted money, but perhaps it was something more. The key is that he had an expectant attitude. Many of us, in the middle of our terrible situations, don't expect to receive anything from God. We fear he will ignore our prayers like the many other people that had ignored this lame man. And Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Twisted, atrophied limbs suddenly swelled with power as a social reject, once bound by infirmities, began to jump with joy. The miracle effects. Peter quickly credited faith in Jesus as the source of the man's breakthrough, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. When the truth of Jesus is shared, people will react both positively and negatively. And as the man was once lame, jumped with joy. Verse 10 says that all the people were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And Acts 4 describes many thousands of people who were saved. However, That same chapter details the priests and authorities arresting Peter and John, like today. The first century religious system looked down on display of power. This is because of depression and fear, our means of control. But Jesus came to set the captives free. Amen. The two disciples could have lost their joy, but they kept boldly preaching to everyone they encountered. My friends, there are a number of reasons today for us to be down and depressed. The problems that we face are real. However, the truth of Jesus Christ is also real, and He is the source of victory that brings us joy. Like the man in this story, let's have an expectant faith that allows us to receive. Like Peter and John, we will then be able to give what we have to those in need. So, brothers and sisters, the world is watching. What will we show it? In Romans 15:13 states, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, here's hoping that all will have a most awesome, blessed, and faithful day. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your hearts. Amen.